have you considered why you were given this jolly green stone?
Jolly green stone. Look, it's because you convinced me to steal it and deliver it to you. That's why.
Wasn't that another Sir Henry?
Did you find out where the Merkaba is supposed to be? Do you have any directions other than the usual you can't get there from here?
Ah, but you can.
Really?
I'm told it's rather foolish to attempt it, though.
Why?
It's dangerous.
So?
And you'll need a guide. Someone familiar with the terrain.
Fine.
Someone fearless.
You?
No, not on your Nelly.
Well, who?
A who can guide you through the unspeakable horrors.
Through the what?
Oh, yes.
Here, why don't you take the stone? I was supposed to give it to you anyway.
No, it's not my burden.
But, well, thanks a lot.
Cheer up, old boy. There's always hope.
Yeah, right. Abdul, more mint tea.
Very good, Jack.
Thank you. You may go, Abdul.
Cheerio!
Now, do you recall the Desert of Burning Desires?
Why?
You will have to cross a similar region known as the Twilight Realms of the Hungry Ghosts.
The what?
They're rather a miserable lot, these hungry blokes, eternally suffering and constantly groaning about it.
Are you telling me that is the only route to the city of the Merkaba?
It's the most direct. Otherwise, it may take many, many years, perhaps many lifetimes.
Why do I have to go through hell to get to heaven?
I have no idea. It's just the way some lives have been designed, I suppose.
Uncle, just how hungry are these hungry ghosts?
They're not going to eat you.
No?
You see, Jack, we all have hungry ghosts within us. In fact, they're all around us.
They are?
They are unfulfilled desires.
How do they get fulfilled?
Ah, that's the catch. They never do.
Oh.
Now, these hungry ghosts, existing in their wretched realm, may sense a certain weakness in your character.
Really? Such as?
Well, such as an addiction, or an obsession, that sort of thing. And it's in that very weak spot they'll fasten onto you.
And then?
They'll suck your vital energies until you become rather like them.
Great.
Not really.
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, humor, I see. Well, now, the bright side.
Yeah?
The green stone may protect you. It may keep them at bay.
Ah.
But even then, you'll lose your way.
So I'll get stuck in there.
That's why you need a guide.
But not you.
Hardly. You need someone who can traverse these devilish realms. Someone who not only knows desire inside and out, but is the living manifestation.
Wait a minute. You're not suggesting...
She'll be a splendid choice, Jack.
No.
Why did you seek her out?
I don't know.
You need her. That's why, you silly boy.
That evening, as the sun sets, the oasis becomes alive with the music of the desert tribes, and Jack again dreams of the fabled Merkaba.
I can see the walls of the city. The gates are opening. But there's a shadow moving across the walls. A shadow with wings.
Jack?
What?
You want me?
Oh, God. How did you get into my dream? Have you ever heard of the Twilight Realms of the Hungry Ghosts?
Yes, I've been.
You mean you've actually been there?
Many times.
Why?
To help.
You're kidding.
No, I help the poor wretched souls.
Yeah? How?
I show them my beauty. I make their pitiful existence such sweet hell. They want me. So insane they want me, but they can't have Leela.
Am I supposed to help?
Jack, For them, time is without end. They live their sad lives over and over. Desires consume them until they wake up healed.
So you increase their torment to such a degree that it speeds up their healing? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Well, aren't you a regular Mother Teresa?
One day when you are a hungry ghost, Leela will come. Leela will help you, Jack.
I can hardly wait.
Even now, you need Leela, yes?
And what do you want in return? My heart, my soul, my body, my mind, what?
Leela want only your trust, Jack.
So all you want from me is for me to trust you?
Yes.
Fine.
Oh.
Now, what's so funny?
You see, you do not trust Leela.
Look, I trust you. Trust me. Now, can I get some sleep?
You want Leela?
As a guide, yes.
Am I not beautiful?
Yes, Leela. Now, good night, Leela. How am I supposed to sleep if you're going to stand there watching over me?
We do not sleep at night.
Great. Inference. I give up. Where can I get a cup of coffee in an oasis at this time of night?
Come, Leela show you.
Hello, Mr. Jack.
I'll be darned.
Hello, Leela.
You two know it? Oh, right.
Over here, nephew.
Sir Henry.
Have a seat, Jack. Now, this map may give us an overview. I say, is that your Infreet?
She's not mine.
She could be.
No.
She's an extraordinary beauty. I must say you do know how to choose your demons, Jack.
They don't like to be called demons.
All right. Ask her to join us.
Leela?
Yes, Master?
Come here.
Master?
This is Sir Henry Jowls.
Leela, we meet at last.
Ah, Sir Henry.
Have you two met before?
No.
Do you not trust Leela?
Just asking.
Now, these regions of inner space are impossible to chart in accurate detail, as I'm certain we all know by now.
Why?
Oh, well, I imagine it depends upon the individual's perception and introspection, that sort of thing.
What is this, a snake?
That snake is the route through what's known as the Musing Mountains.
Musing Mountains?
Once you get beyond their range, you'll cross the border into the Twilight Realms. Now here, you'll enter a valley inhabited by those rather tiresome hungry ghosts.
Tiresome, yeah.
Once you're through the valley, you'll have reached a second range of mountains. And there, somewhere it is believed, you may just find the fabled luminous city of the Merkaba.
I do not believe what you call map.
We can't be certain of its authenticity. The map is not the road, as they say.
Why do I have to pass through the twilight realms of the hungry ghosts anyway?
Because that's the route.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's a test, or a purifying, a purging, to be able to enter the luminous city of the Merkaba. What payment is Leela asking?
All she wants is my trust.
And you agreed?
Yeah.
What happens if you don't honor your agreement?
Why would I do that?
Your coffee, Mr. Jack.
Thank you, Nanny.
She may leave you there.
I know.
Right. Leela, come back. Join us, will you?
Travel plans are made, but there is some disagreement among the three adventurers.
Leela does not travel by day.
How about night, then?
You come too?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you I trust. Jack, I do not.
So how am I supposed to trust you if you won't trust me?
See, he does not trust Leela.
Look, all I said was, how can I trust someone
Jack,
who...
Jack, she's merely testing you. I will accompany you as far as the realm of the hungry ghosts.
Oh.
On one condition.
What?
I ride in the sidecar.
Fine.
Now, for supplies. Leela, what do you eat? Can you translate that, Jack?
I'd rather not.
Leela does not eat.
Is that true?
Infreets actually feed off emotions.
Oh, she'll be right at home with the hungry blokes then, won't she? You don't think she intends to feed off you?
Probably.
Well, a small price to pay to be near something so lovely, wouldn't you say?
The next day, while Leela lies dormant, Jack and Sir Henry prepare for their journey.
Do you think this trip will take days or weeks?
No idea. The only reason time exists here is because we believe it does.
Huh?
Now, let's catch a nap before nightfall, shall we?
In the early evening, as the sun is setting, the two adventurers and their lovely guide leave the peaceful, shady oasis and head off to the barren desert.
Any idea how long we'll be on the road?
Let's hope we continue having a road to be on!
The road continues in a straight line across the desert and finally into the rolling foothills of the Musing Mountains. They weave their way through this strange range of jagged mountains. But then, the road suddenly slopes downward, and there below is a vast valley, veiled in perpetual twilight.
Well, I guess this is it.
Yes, the twilight realms of the Hungry Coasts. Why is she laughing?
She's been here before.
There's someone in the room.
Oh, no, it's not him again.
Who?
It's that accordion guy.
You mean that expandable chappy you spoke of?
Yes. If we try to go around him, he'll just stretch himself sideways and block the road.
Why?
Well, he wants me to hand over the stone.
Well, let's test him, shall we?
No, Sir Henry, believe me.
Yes, I've always wanted to see one of these chappies expand his girth. Proceed, Jack.
Okay.
By Jove, look at what he's doing. I'd say a good 4-meter stretch. He is like an accordion. Good show, old boy. Well done. Now then, shall we retreat? There's more than one road leading into that beastly realm.
Yeah, and he'll be there to block it.
In two spots at the same time?
No, he's just quick.
Yes, but you, Jack, you can be in more than one place, can you not?
Huh?
Of course you can.
How is that possible?
When Jack placed his forehead on the stone, he projected himself elsewhere. That's how he made his little visit to you.
I wasn't really there, any more than I was in the fabled city of the Merkaba.
That's right, yes. Now, here's what we'll do. You, Jack, will slowly walk back down this road toward the accordion bloke, carrying the bag, of course.
And the two of you?
Meanwhile, the three of us will sneak across the border on this route.
The three of us?
Jack will be in the sidecar, holding his green friend to his forehead, bilocating himself, strolling toward the accordion chappy, who will, of course, be deceived by the illusion.
Bilocating?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Leela, were you not deceived?
No, it was this Jack who came to me.
My point exactly.
Okay, look, I'll try. But what about you? You know, you're going to be driving right into the realm of those hungry spooks.
No way around it, old chap. Perhaps that stone will protect us both, I hope. Well, shall we?
As Leela, Sir Henry, and Jack drive down a winding road approaching the Twilight Realms, a lone Jack is walking on another road. But as he approaches the man they call the accordion, Jack suddenly stops and stands there. They silently watch each other. Meanwhile...
Not a very pleasant place, is it?
Oh.
Shh! Don't disturb Jack's concentration.
You cannot drive through the realm of the hungry ghosts.
Oh?
The streets. You will not fit.
This sidecar is a wee bit wide, is it? Well, we'll go as far as we can, then walk.
The twilight becomes thicker, the air more dense, hot, suffocating, as they continue into the realm of the hungry ghosts.
You see them?
Yes. rather ghoulish creatures with spindly, dried-up legs and bloated bellies, apparently tortured by insatiable hunger and thirst without being able to be satisfied. I've heard that the little that they can swallow through that narrow gullet of their thin necks causes them unspeakable tortures. Food is undigestible to them and merely bloats up their bellies. And whatever they drink turns into